Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, going to New South Wales. My very good friend, my very good mate, Jeremy Zakas, passed Election Day, and Jeremy and I, for some weeks now, have observed a phenomenon. That is, he's on the right side of the world, the Southern Hemisphere. I'm on the wrong side of the world, the Northern Hemisphere. That means that I'm enjoying springtime as he is struggling to welcome winter in Australia, New South Wales. I reminded Jeremy that there was a movie in the 1960s. It was very successful at the time, called Endless Summer. A couple of guys in their surfboards traveled around the world, north, south, east, west, following summertime to continue to surf the waves. So Jeremy and I have decided we live in forever springtime. When I'm having spring, he's having late fall, and vice versa. I got through his spring hearing about the blossoms. Now he gets through mine. Jeremy, a very good day to you, mate. The eastern redburn I got for my 75th birthday is in full purple bloom. It's about 12 feet tall, and it'll go to about 40 feet. However, the tulips are all up now after the cold weather of April. Little tulips, big tulips, even the dark tulips. A lot of yellow, but I do have purple. The daffodils, the early daffodils have aged out. The late daffodils, especially the delicate ones, the double cups, they're coming in. The lupin are about 2 to 3 feet tall, short of their blossom. And if you know what lupin is, if you invite it in your house, it will not leave. Lupin is a colonizer. That's a polite way of saying it takes over. You just let it grow. It doesn't hurt anything. The lilies grow above it. The rose bushes grow. The begonias grow. The peonies grow above it. Nothing is really bothered by it, but it certainly dominates. And it is gloriously warm, so I planted a forsythia bush today on the side of the hill among the daffodils and thought that Jeremy and I were talking later on and that I was certain it would not be a very attractive day compared to the one I was living. And sure enough, Jeremy, I understand you've had an election and the weather has turned cold. Is it normal cold this time of year? Good day to you.
G'day, John. You've got that exactly right. We've just had an election and it is cold. In fact, election day was so cold that some parts of the eastern seaboard here actually got down to below freezing. So we were definitely around 32 degrees Fahrenheit. And then during the day, it got up a little bit higher. So we're talking around 60, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. But that was the absolute tops. And to be honest, it is a lot colder than normal because normally when we have an election this time of year, you go and vote, you have your election sausage, which is basically a tradition here where you have a sausage in a piece of bread after you've voted. It's normally cold, but not as cold as we've had. So I'd definitely say we're probably having colder weather than we'd expect at this time of year. And everything you described there about everything coming out in bloom and looking glorious and colorful, here we have exactly the opposite. In fact, all the trees are pretty much shedding around about 2-3 weeks earlier than normal. Things are just starting to turn brown and hit the pavement. So we're really here heading towards a very, very cold winter here in Australia. And up in Brisbane and even parts of Sydney here, we also started to get the rain in. So it's been a really wet, woolly start to winter. And honestly, John, it is a little bit earlier than normal, but you know what? The way that the weather's been going the past few years, nothing surprises us anymore. We're just going to hunker down and expect it to be really cold, except, I should say, unless you're in Western Australia or South Australia, where they continue to actually go through drought and have warmer than normal temperatures. In fact, I can tell you right now in Adelaide, it's probably going to be around 80 or 90 degrees today while we shiver here in around about the low 60s. So, John, the weather's still crazy. It's cold, but what can I say? I'm going to live vicariously through your spring and try and just get through it.
All right, I understand now. South Australia is in a drought and a heat wave. So I'm looking at a photograph. What is this? Sydney on Tuesday. You're having a winter time. But you're not that far from Adelaide, are you? I mean, on the map, it looks like you're at the same latitude.
We are. In fact, it's under 2 hours flying time if you catch a domestic flight. We are absolutely at the same latitude. And the real difference is that South Australia to the north and to the west is all desert. So literally hard, sandy, rocky desert, which is very, very warm, does not get a lot of cloud cover in the interior. And all that warm weather that comes off the desert blows straight into Adelaide in South Australia. Whereas here, all the way over in Sydney, even though it's only a 2 hour flight, really only about 1,000 kilometers away or about 600, 700 miles away, we actually have what's called the Great Dividing Range, which is a large mountain range that basically cuts us off from the rest of the continent by having large mountainous areas that create effectively a barrier for a lot of that weather. So all that hot weather, that dry weather that poor old South Australia is getting now and causing the drought, actually gets funneled from basically the north down to the south through South Australia, but never quite makes it over the range to us here in Sydney. So instead of getting that, we tend to get the more moist weather coming in from the north, from the tropics, and in from the ocean, which then means that it tends to be colder, rainier when the rest of the country is really in heat. So we're lucky here, John, in many ways. We do have those mountains that protect us. But it's also a double-edged sword because it means when the rest of the country is getting beautiful, glorious weather, like South Australia and Western Australia, when they get the rain, that dividing range can actually block us from that as well and actually expose us to really high tropical conditions coming in from the north. So it kind of acts like a funnel for all the bad weather coming south. So unfortunately, South Australia is getting it now, and they really do need the rain more than we do. But we're not far apart, but honestly, we could almost be worlds apart when it comes to the weather.
Yes, this indicates, here's a factoid for you. Sydney received more rain in April than Adelaide has for 9 months. So the drought has legs in South Australia, Victoria, and South Australia. Jeremy, is it snowing in the mountains? You mentioned the mountain range. That is where your skiing is. Is it snowing yet?
Not quite yet, unfortunately. The temperatures were dipping down below freezing, especially down south in places like Coomera and Thredbo, which is our main skiing areas. They're just south of Canberra, so around about maybe 400 kilometers south of where I am right now. But it's not quite snowing, although the temperatures are tantalizingly close to really forming those first layers of powdered snow. The forecast isn't quite for snow yet, although we've had some high peak snow forecast from the last couple of weeks that hasn't materialized. But I think just in what I can feel and just having lived here, pretty much my whole life, I think we're probably going to see snow within the next couple of weeks. Won't be a lot right now, but I suspect we could have an early snow season kicking off within about a month or so, which is fantastic for a lot of people who love going down south and getting into the snow fields. Not so good for a lot of people who like to have their holidays just before the snow when it's beautiful and crisp and cold and a great mountainous country to sort of trek through. As soon as the snow hits the ground in that respect, a lot of those people really can't get out there. It really becomes a different kettle of fish. So I think we're about to see snow, but unfortunately, not quite yet.
Jeremy Zachas is in New South Wales, winter coming on, and we're going to move to a very wonderful story. It's even getting better and better. The question is it going to move Hollywood's way? The story of Valerie, the forever survival dachshund of Australia. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.